Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Now, despite a tough season for Kangaroo Island grain growers, there is some confidence among farmers. Cooper's Brewery has recently signed a contract to buy Kangaroo malting barley at a premium from growers on Australia's third biggest island. I caught up with Kangaroo Island Pure Grain Chief Executive Shane Mills to find out more about this contract and also how the season's progressing.
It's been challenging, Eddie. The season hasn't gone to script, I would say, but this recent rainfall in the last couple of days may pull it out of the mire, so to speak.
Where are things at in terms of the year at the moment?
Harvest won't start until probably late November for the canola, and then the cereal crops will be in December, early January.
Great. So the rain you speak of just there should finish off those guys that do have crops well established at the moment.
Yeah, it's come just at the right time. Another week of warm weather might have seen us in the same disposition as some of the other growers on the mainland.
You signed a contract earlier this year, or an extension, with Cooper's. Can you tell us, what has it done for growers leading into this year?
It's given us a lot of confidence to go back into growing malting barley. It's a crop that had probably fizzled away on the island for a number of years, and Cooper's approached us to grow a specific variety of barley, malting barley, that's suited to wetter conditions on the island. Last season was our first year, and it was quite successful. And so we've probably doubled our production this year on the island of the malting barley for Cooper's.
Wow, so doubling production. Tell me more about that confidence that it has injected in four growers there.
Well, what it's done is that, you know, we've been able to get a small premium from Cooper's for the Westminster malting barley, and it's just the ability to handle wetter conditions has given them the confidence that they can actually grow it again, whereas previously we were having problems with it getting too wet for our barley. So they're very enthused about it, and, you know, when I say double production, we've gone from 1,000 tonne to 2,000 tonne, so it's not a great tonnage, but it's a good start.
A doubling's a doubling, isn't it, Shane?
That's correct, yeah.
Now, tell me some of the challenges. I'm not too familiar with how things operate on Kangaroo Island, but how do you go about, once the grain's all harvested, getting it off the island and getting it to various export markets or selling it?
Yeah, well, that's probably our biggest challenge, is that 14 or 16 kilometres of water between Cape Jervis and Penashore. It costs us in excess around about $50 a tonne to get it off the island. So our aim is to create a premium for our grain to, I suppose, compensate for that extra freight price. We've established some good domestic markets, as well as export to Southeast Asia and Japan.
Excellent. And we speak about how dry it's been across the rest of Australia before. Is cutting hay an option for growers if there wasn't that rain over the past week or so, or is it just too expensive to get it off the island?
I think probably the cost of the freight to get hay off the island would be very expensive. That's something that I must admit I haven't explored, but it would be limiting as to what they could do. But they're probably fortunate they would have got some form of crop if it hadn't rained, but this has just really made the icing on the cake.
Kangaroo Island Pure Grain Chief Executive Shane Mills speaking about how the season's travelling so far for grain growers on KI. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for this Thursday. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.